Vinayana begins his Shari Tshuva as follows. Min ha-tolos asher heitev Hashem Yisbarach in Buav, amongst the kindnesses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon us, ki heichem lahem haderech, he prepared for us the path, lalos mitoch pachas ma'aseyim v'lonos mipach b'sheyim, that we can elevate ourselves from the pit of sin and we can extricate ourselves from the trap of transgression. Lachsoch nafsha minishachas, to save their soul from destruction, rachmanatan, ulahoshev me'aleim apa, and to push aside HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wrath. V'lindam v'hizhirim loshuv elav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to repent, to return to Him, ki yechtu ula, when we sin to Him. Skipping a few lines, Rabbeinu Yonah adds the following crucial perspective, crucial dimension, the Hizbo'er. The Torah explains, ki hatshuva mekubeles gam ki yoshev achote merov tzarosav. Even if the impetus for tshuva is the experience of overwhelming tzaros, in desperation, because a person is overcome and overwhelmed, he does tshuva. So even then, Rav Shalom accepts that tshuva. Kol shekenim yoshuv meyeres Hashem ba'avosu, shenema batzar l'chom tzaucha kol advar ma'ele, ba'achris hayom emeshavta ad Hashem l'kecha v'shamata v'kola. It's interesting. There's a subtle but very important point here. I think if we were writing these lines, I think we would have presented tshuva as this remarkable chesed from Ribbono Shel Olam, as the Yerushalmi in Makkos famously, oft quoted, famously says that the Midas Hadin doesn't know of tshuva. According to the Midas Hadin, HaNefesh HaChotis Yitomus, tshuva is a gevaldige chesed. And then we would have added that there's a chesed al gabe chesed. Not only does the Rosh Hashanah allow for tshuva, but he even allows for a tshuva mitoch tzara, for this less than optimal tshuva, which isn't motivated by yiras Hashem or avas Hashem, but just the desperation of being overcome and overwhelmed and overpowered by tzara, by yisurim. It's a chesed al gabe chesed, a chesed within a chesed. But Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't describe it that way. Rabbeinu Yonah just clarifies that the chesed of tshuva includes, doesn't preclude, a tshuva mitoch tzar. Based on this he'ora, of this depiction of Rabbeinu Yonah, and maybe this is also intimated in his words, or maybe we're going a step beyond. There's another remarkable he'ora which emerges. There are two parshios of tshuva in the Torah. In Parshas Vaschanan, Batzaluchom tzuuchu kol advar me'ele ba'achus hayomim v'shavta ad Hashem lokecho v'shamata b'kolo. Again in Parshas Nitzavim, v'hoyochi yavo alecho kol advar me'ele abrocho v'aklol Hashem asati lufanecho v'ashevosa alubavecho v'chol agoy m'shadichacho Hashem lokecho shoma v'shavta ad Hashem lokecho v'shamata b'kolo. Twice the Torah describes, depicts tshuva. And both times, it's this less than optimal tshuva. This tshuva mitoch tzara, batzalucha. This tshuva, ki yavo alecha kol dvam el habrocha v'haklolo. Mechori ho'af ha'godol hazeh. And this is the extent of the Torah's explicit depiction of tshuva. So what are we to make of that? That this less than optimal tshuva is what the Torah is emphasizing, is what the Torah is depicting front and center. Tshuva and chet are diametric opposites. As such, an insight into tshuva yields insight into chet, and insight into chet yields insight into tshuva. So let's review the Torah's depiction of chet, because if we can understand chet, so the Ezus Hashem, that positions us to understand tshuva. The Nochash entices Chava through Chava Adam into chet, and he reassures, in quotation marks, he reassures Chava, don't worry about eating from the tree. Lo mosta musum. Ki yodei Elokim, ki biyom acholchem mimenu v'nifkuchu einechem v'yisem keilokim. Maybe it's Kodesh, or maybe it's keilohim chol. Yodei tovara. The Nochash's appeal to Adam Chava tells him, go along with my plan. Go along with my plan for chet, v'yisem. According to Unkelus, we'll discuss in a minute, b'lein Adam Yisrael Hashem, lashon chol, v'yisem keluhim. Unkelus interprets keluhim as kerav ravin. You'll be sovereigns. You'll be leaders. Similar to the usage of Elohim b'lashon chol to refer to a dayan, a judge, as in Elohim lo sakalel, when it refers to the lav of kilas dayan. The Ksava Kabbalah very beautifully elaborates on this pshat. V'yisem k'Elohim k'shofet u'k'manhig. Kepirish Rambam b'mora l'loshon unkel shetirgem k'ravavin v'taymo kan. I skipped a few words. Me'atz mechem tihiyu biyacholtachem lishpot mahu tov v'tiv charubo u'mahu ra v'timne'u mimenu. Again, me'atz mechem tihiyu biyacholtachem lishpot mahu tov v'tiv charubo, u'mahu ra v'timnu u'mimenu. Skipping a few lines. Tiyu bale hayecholas livcho midatchem as hatov mibein hara. V'yisem keluhim, you'll be sovereign, you'll be leaders in the sense that you'll be morally autonomous. You'll decide for yourselves what's good, what's bad, what's permissible, what's prohibited. No one, not even the Ribbono Shel Olam, is going to dictate to you. Play along with me, go along with me, says the Nachash, the Isim Kelohim. You'll be morally autonomous. Reb Shemshon Rafael Hirsch, on a similar note, but taking it as Kodesh, V'yisem Kelokim, eat and your eyes will be opened, you will obtain understanding, be able to know for yourselves what is good and what is bad, and with this understanding you will become godlike and independent of God. So chet, and the chet of Adam Rishon, of Chava, is the prototypical chet. It defines what chet is. Chet is when a person, Rachmanu Litzlan, rebels and declares his moral autonomy, his independence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously, the reality is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all morality, of absolute morality. But chet means that I follow my judgment, my inclinations, in terms of what's mutter, what's osu, what's tov, what's ra. V'yisem kelohim, sovereign, V'yisem kelokim, godlike. That's what the brazenness of chet is. Now, of course, on a practical level, chet, more often than not, means that a person is succumbing to an urge, a temptation. It means that a person, a character flaw is surfacing. But on a deeper level, willy-nilly, what chet bespeaks is a brazen declaration of independence, of moral autonomy. Well, when the Rambam, in fact, Aleph Hilchos Avodah Zarah, describes Avraham Avinu's search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his ultimate discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Rambam describes how Avraham Avinu, from the time he was weaned as a very, very young boy, he was Hischel L'Shoteit V'Daito, he's exploring with his mind. It was a relentless search, Lachshav Bayom V'Laila. And the Rambam said, and continuously, Libo M'Shoteit U'Mevin, he's exploring and peeling away layer and layer of error, coming gradually, incrementally, closer and closer to the breakthrough. Ad, finally, says the Rambam, Shehisig Derech HaEmes, V'Heven Kav HaTzadeg Midaito HaNachona, V'Yoda Sheyesham Alok HaEchad V'Hu Maneg HaGalgo V'Hu Boru HaKol V'Ein B'Chol HaNimtza Alok HaChutz Mimenu. Avraham Avinu discovers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He discovers monotheism. There's one Ribbono Shel Olam. There's Ribbono Shel Olam who created the world, Yesh Me'ayin Ex Nihilo. The Ribbono Shel Olam is unique. But together with that breakthrough, Avraham Avinu also discovers Kav HaTzadik, the path of righteousness. Avraham Avinu also discovers a moral code. He also discovers divine morality. The Rambam sheds more light on this further on, when he describes how Avraham Avinu transmits to Yitzchak, Yitzchak to Yaakov, the Yaakov Avinu limeid bon of kulam, Yaakov Avinu then taught, he instructed all his sons, the Hivdil Levi, he singled out Levi uminahu rosh, and he appointed him, v'hoshivo v'yeshiva, Lame derech Hashem velishmo mitzvos avon. Avraham Avinu's discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu an inextricable part of that discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is discovery of divine morality. Metzias Hashem, a recognition of, an understanding of, a belief in, a yediya of Metzias Hashem is inseparable from an understanding of, a belief in, a yediya of divine morality. The Ribbono Shel Olam that Avraham Avinu discovered, the Ribbono Shel Olam whom we know, in whom we believe, and who gave us the Torah, is a perfect being. A being whose actions establish norms, moral norms, who's the source of all morality. And that's Rachmana Litzlan, when the Chote brazenly declares moral autonomy, but divine morality is intertwined inextricably with Metzias Hashem. So in brazenly, the Chote in brazenly declaring and embracing moral autonomy is also declaring ontic morality, ontic autonomy, an autonomy of being. He acts as though that he lives, Rahman al-Islam, independently of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To review, the chait of Adam HaRishon is the prototype of all chait. And what the chait consists of is V'yisem Kevohim, or Kevokim. That the person acts in being chote, in transgressing Ritzon Hashem, as though he were morally autonomous. To be morally autonomous, a person would only be entitled to be morally autonomous if he's ontologically autonomous. And that's philosophically what chait bespeaks. Whatever happens on the practical level, but what chait bespeaks philosophically is that absurd declaration, arrogation of autonomy, moral and ontological. Thus it follows that tshuva, of course the shav experiences remorse, l'sho'avar, nichamti. He cultivates, he strengthens his resolve, l'haba, l'olam enichoz l'dov hazeh. But there's a matrix from which the nechama, the sho'avah, and the kabbalah lahabah emerge. And that matrix is when a person recognizes that the Ribbono Shel Olam sholem b'chol minei shlemuyos, perfect in every way, is absolute. And I, and everything and everyone else, am nothing, contingent, dependent. A person recognizes that he's entirely chaser onim. On his own, a person is totally helpless. A person doesn't even exist. The fact that we're told to take initiative and work hard and use our God-given abilities, but none of that in any way diminishes or minimizes the reality that we're contingent, we're dependent. And that's the matrix of tshuva. That's the core and crux of tshuva, is the person, that acknowledgement, that recognition, that self-awareness of how absurd the chait was, because I'm not autonomous, I'm nothing. And that's what drives the charata l'sho'avah, the busha, the kabbalah l'hava. What's the experience of Yisur? There's a very, very beautiful story about Abdullah Talmud, which very poignantly captures the point. Reb Davidov was known far and wide as a Paul Yeshuas. People used to come to him and they used to see tremendous Yeshuas. One of his brothers, I think it was Reb Yochanan Rachman Stifka, asked him, "Bameh kochach hagadol?" I also daven for the people who come to me, the Nitzrochim, the Aniyim. I also daven for them. Without the kavanas, and I'm not able to be poor. But me kol chachogodol, how you have to be poor? So David answered as follows. He said, when someone comes to you, atzibochen a mensch, you embrace him with such warmth and such love, and you give divrei chizuk and words of encouragement and words of consolation, and you give him such a generous bracha. When they come to me, first of all, they're not allowed in to see me until they wait for weeks. And during those weeks, they sleep on a hard bench in the Beis Medrash. They're given very meager rations. Finally, after waiting weeks to get into me, the Gabbai tells them that their turn has come. And then the Gabbai tells them, but you should know you've got 2 minutes with the Rebbe, and don't you dare overstay your time. He says, after that introduction, he says, they walk in to my room, says, and they're tittering, they're shaking. The first 30 seconds of the 2 minutes, they're so shaken, they can't even get a word out of their mouth. As soon as they begin talking, the Gabbai comes in and says, "Mechutzef, only 1 more minute." At the end of this brief audience, I say something very cryptic to them. They're not sure. Did I give a bracha? Didn't I give a bracha? They walk out of my room even more tzibrochen than ever before. And they say, this was supposed to be the address for the Yeshua. All our overwhelming, overpowering tzaras and yisurim, this was supposed to be the address, and what? And nothing. And when they walk out of my room, they give a krechts, a sigh. And they say, Ribono Shel Olam, we have no one to rely on other than you. Says Reb Davidov to his brother, to Reb Yochanan Rachman Zivka, in Shamayim, they're waiting for that krechts. Yisurim confront a person with his helplessness. Tzaras, but tzar l'cha, a person recognizes the ultimate reality of his own helplessness, of his own dependence upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the absurdity of his acting as though he were autonomous. So when a person does tshuva mitoch tzara, mitoch yisurim, is it the optimal tshuva? No, but it captures what the essence of tshuva is. The essence of tshuva is that recognition of complete helplessness, total dependence upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the absolute, who's the perfect, who's the source of all morality. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva in Perek Beis, Halacha Vav, in talking about it, says she made tshuva. Afal bisha tshuva tzaaka yofa la'olam, ba'aseres ha'yamim sheben Rosh Hashanah v'yom ha'kipurim hi yofa v'yoser, u'miyad hi miskabel ha'shanem adir sh'ashem b'himot sa'o, k'ra'u v'yoser korov. Vamedvar mamun beyochid, avo betzibo kozmanchos and shuva betzokin belev shalom hinanen, shenama kashem alokeinu bechol koreinu elav. The wording of this halacha is very, very strange. Very, very intentionally provocative. On the one hand, grammatically, the subject is a compound subject. So the subject consists of two, tshuva and tzaaka. So even though the subject was plural, was tshuva and tzaaka, the pronoun that the Rambam then uses, referring back to those two, is the singular. The Rambam should have written, Hein yofos b'yoser. No, he yofos b'yoser. The Rambam shifts from the plural to the singular. And then he continues in the singular. U'miyad hi miskabelus. It's clear from the context that what the Rambam seems to have now focused on is the tshuva. The lashon of Kabbalah in this context, miyadi miskabalas, is describing the ikka, the tshuva. V'haraya, we know that from looking at the end of the halacha, when the Rambam uses the verb, when he talks about the tzibor, who has the special access 365 days a year, not just the special 10 days of Aseres Tshuva, but the Yochid has his special avenue of approach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Tzibur has it all year long. Aval b'tzibur calls manchos and shuvah talking about Shalom heina'anin. Rambam uses the verb aniyah, which stresses the tefillah more. But by the Yochid and Aseres Tshuva, the Rambam employs the verb kabbalah, miskabelis, emphasizing the tshuva. What's the Rambam conveying with this grammatical shift from the plural to the singular? Let's read a couple of lines from my grandfather's Zatzal. In Tfilas Shlomo HaMelech, prayer is defined as the response of man to suffering. Quoting the Pasuk in translation, any prayer, any supplication which will be made by any man or by all your people Israel, who shall know every man the affliction of his own heart and spread forth his hands towards this house. Tefillah is a response to affliction. The Rav continues, skipping a couple of lines. The whole idea of tefillah rests upon the premise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets man through the latter's encounter, through man's encounter with non-being. So there is here a symbiotic relationship between tshuva and se'oka and tefillah. The Baal Tshuva recognizes his ontological nothingness. He recognizes v'nachnu ma. And that automatically translates into reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the source of being. So there's a symbiotic relationship. On the one hand, we can talk about tshuva and se'oka as two. On the other hand, they're one. Writes the Rambam, Hatshuva v'hatse'oka tu, yofa la'olam, ba'aseres yom shem rosh shana yom kippurim, he, singular, yofa v'yoser, umiskabel es he, loshen yochid miyad. Let's return for a moment to the Parsha of Tshuva in Nitzav. The Torah depicts again, V'hoyach yavor alecha kol dvar me'ela abrocha v'aklola asher nasati lefonecha v'ashevosa levavecha b'chol ha'goyim asher edichacha Hashem alkecha shoma. You'll endure the klola. You'll endure rachmona letzlan v'tochacha. V'shavta ad Hashem alokecha v'shamata v'kolo. You'll do tshuva. What does the Torah speak of here? Again, a tshuva mitoch tzara. A tshuva out of desperation. Bo mayim ad nofesh. And yet, in the Hemshech HaPsukim, the Torah describes how, what's the culmination of this process? The process that begins with Ki Yavo Alecha Kol Advar Mila Baruch V'Aklola and continues with V'Shavta Ad Hashem Elokech V'Shamata V'Kolo. What's the culmination? U'mol Hashem Elokech V'Zavavcha V'Zavav Zarech L'Avos Hashem Elokech V'Chol L'Vavcha V'Chol Nafshcha L'Mam Chayecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu will remove impediments and ultimately your tshuva, which began as a tshuva mitoch tzara, a tshuva out of desperation, where a person hits bottom and recognizes his own helplessness. A tshuva that begins just because the person is so overwhelmed. But being so overwhelmed and overpowered, he recognizes the ultimate reality of all of existence, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eino Tzorech L'Shum Nimtza'im, but Kol HaNimtza'im is Tzrichen Lo. Even if the tshuva begins on that level, the tshuva can be elevated to ultimately a tshuva mitoch yira, and the tshuva mitoch ahava. Once a person grasps this ultimate reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and himself, a person can elevate it, that it's not only out of desperation, but it's out of sincere, genuine bikush v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for kirvas Elokim, for that perfect being whom the person discovered mitoch tzara. So now, even without the impetus and the catalyst of the desperation, the person seeks, is doresh Hashem, is mevakesh Hashem, and what begins, a process that begins as a tshuva mitoch tzara, can culminate as a tshuva mitoch av. Roshem should help each and every one of us. We should be bali tahir. We should be bali tahir mitoch tzara, and mesayin also that the process should continue and culminate with a tshuva mitoch ava, with umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha, es levav zarecha la'avas Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'man chayecha. We should be zochet to tichle shana v'kilo l'seha, tochel shana u'vecho seha, a'agut, gesund, gewünscht, ja, ich sehe, 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 ich sehe,